بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد sleeping on a bed سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had a bed and the feet of it were made of teak wood. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used his bed till the end of his life. Whilst in the state of i'tikaf, that is seclusion in the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would also sleep on a bed. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended sitting for i'tikaf, his bed would be placed at the pillar known as the pillar of repentance, the pillar of tawbah. The description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's bed. Imam Abu Ya'la and Imam Bayhaqi Rahimahum Allah reports in their respective compilations that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a bed that was made with intertwined date branches and leaves. At the head side I noticed a pillow made from leather which was filled with date palm fiber. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Quraysh had a fondness for sleeping on beds. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the guest at the home of Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired if he had a bed, he informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he did not possess one. Sayyiduna Asad ibn Zurara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu learnt of this and knowing that the Quraysh were fond of beds, had one made and sent it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The legs were made of teak wood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used his bed till the end of his life. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise, this bed was used for carrying the deceased so as to acquire blessings from it. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma were also carried upon this bed. Note, it is sunnah to sleep on a bed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bed was made from date branches and was uneven. No mattress was placed on this frame generally. This was due to the simplicity and humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps we cannot justify our fondness for thick mattresses by claiming that it is a sunnah to sleep on a bed. However, certain narrations inform us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did make use of some type of a thin mattress, as will be discussed shortly inshallah. Sometimes a black sheet was placed on this frame and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest on that. Imam Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bed was made of branches and it was covered with a black sheet. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.